Salut, c'est David. Comment allez-vous? J'espère que vous allez bien aujourd'hui. I hope everybody is doing fine. This is David with yet another French word of the day lesson. Actually, in today's lesson, we're going to have a look at how to pronounce the ENT in French. So this topic is very confusing for most beginners, and interestingly, a lot of advanced students can get this wrong too. So we're going to look at when to pronounce the ENT and when it's silent. So the rule is very simple. When the ENT is in the form of a conjugated verb in the ILS or ELLES, that's the third person plural for they form, it is silent. And when the ENT is in the form of an adverb, it's pronounced. So let's begin. So the first sentence reads, they're not staying home because they're traveling. Ils ne restent pas à la maison parce qu'ils voyagent. One more time. Ils ne restent pas à la maison parce qu'ils voyagent. So let's break this down. Ils, ILS, ne restent, RESTENT, pas, for they don't stay. Ils ne restent pas. The common mistake would be to pronounce that ENT restant, or so that's completely wrong. So don't pronounce the ENT on a verb. Ils ne restent pas. They're not staying. Parce qu'ils voyagent. Same thing. ILS, VOYAGENT. Totally skip the ENT and end it on the soft G. So ils voyagent. They travel, or they are traveling. Next sentence, the tourists don't speak French. They must learn. Les touristes ne parlent pas français. Ils doivent apprendre. One more time. Les touristes ne parlent pas français. Ils doivent apprendre. So here, same thing. So the tourists speak would be les touristes parlent, and that's written ENT. But you completely ignore the ENT, so it's ILS, PARLENT, pronounced il parle. ENT is silent. So they must learn, ils doivent apprendre. It's the same thing. The ENT on ILS, DOIVENT, is silent, so you end it on the V. Ils doivent, they must. Next sentence, the kids love playing together. Les enfants adorent jouer ensemble. One more time, encore une fois. Les enfants adorent jouer ensemble. So here we have les enfants, that's the kids, or the children. Adore is spelled ADORENT. So again, the ENT is completely silent and you end the verb on the R. Les enfants adorent, they love. So if you accidentally read that, les enfants adorant, that would be completely wrong. Now, next sentence. Speak slowly, please. I don't understand anything. Parlez lentement, s'il vous plaît. Je ne comprends rien. So here, for speak slowly, we have parlez lentement. So the rule is that when the ENT is in the form of an adverb, it equates to an LY word in English, slowly. And in this situation, the ENT is pronounced as a nasal EN, which sounds like en, as in enfant for child. So speak slowly, parlez lentement, s'il vous plaît. I don't understand anything. Je ne comprends rien. So, as I just said, any adverb ending in ly in English is going to equate to an ent in French. And in these situations, the ent is pronounced. For example, heureusement, fortunately, malheureusement, unfortunately, facilement, easily, difficilement, with difficulty. Et voilà, c'est la fin de la leçon. This is the end of the lesson. It's been short, but I hope it's very clear now. when you see an ENT on the end of the ILS or ELLES, they form for any conjugated verb. The ENT is going to be silent. Il parle. They speak. ENT. Don't pronounce it. But to say, for example, they speak quickly. Il parle rapidement. They speak quickly. Il parle rapidement. The ENT on the rapidement will get pronounced. Merci beaucoup. J'espère que c'était utile. I do hope it was useful, and I'll see you on the next lesson. Au revoir.